So right now, we're going out to the phone line and bringing on our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Five locations, St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and at Swanton Lumber. Kyle, how are you as we close out the 4 o'clock hour?
Oh, it is nice. Sunshine and birds are chirping. For now, there's no snow on my lawn. We'll see what the next couple days bring, though.
I'm a little jealous. It was pouring in Waterbury about 2 hours ago.
Well, we do need it. I mean, I would rather have rain. I don't have to shovel rain.
Yeah, we definitely did need it, and we got a lot of it last week and over the weekend as well. It sounds like as the weather, though, tries to turn, a lot of people getting those home projects done, and it sounds like if you've got a couple, you know, that are on your mind, you might have to start prioritizing which one you want to do most.
Absolutely. The proverbial floodgates have opened. So if you want to come see us and you need help building an ark to float this thing out, you know, we can help with that, too. But, no, it's been very busy. Not that it was, you know, calm throughout the last year, but we're definitely going to see another banner year. You know, pricing hasn't really stabilized yet. It's getting there. Supply is getting a little bit better. But definitely if you have a list of two or three things, it's going to pay to prioritize those, really focus on that one that you really want to get done, and definitely come in with patience and an open mind. A lot of products are still hard to get. Some companies have discontinued certain items. So if you can have two or three or even four ideas, you know, if it's Trex deck or it's any kind of composite decking that you're looking for, you know, come in with two or three colors that you have in mind, and we'll definitely make some calls and figure out the best options for you and work with you on your way through it.
Is there one item or one genre of items you're getting asked for more than others? So like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this, but that's, you know, a lot of people are doing that. Let me pivot this way.
Yeah, so across the board right now, it's very, very interesting. And, you know, we've been working with people a little more hands-on as of late. It's crazy. At some of the places right now, it's actually like a bidding war as far as just the raw materials. Like, if you look at a spray paint can or a spray foam can or even a can that, like, household cleaners come in, the manufacturers are actually all bidding for the same raw materials to get their product out there. So it's crazy right now. It's not slowing down. You know, the supply chain is coming in. It's trickling in. It's getting there. But just have in mind that flexibility and that patience, and we'll definitely get to the finish line with you.
One of the coolest things I ever did, and I'm you know, not handy at all, as I've told you, but one of the coolest things I ever did when I was 13 was I mowed out the baselines in my backyard. So I had, you know, a baseline from first, you know, home to first, first to second, second to third, third to home. So I mowed that out and had all that grass shorter than the rest of the grass. I got a whole bunch of dirt at my local hardware store and built a pitcher's mound. And then I spray painted the baselines and I made my own wiffle ball field. People can do that. They can get all that stuff at your store.
You can. If you want my help with it, though, it's got to be the Green Monster. I'm not building Yankee Stadium.
I didn't build a stadium. You know, the guy next door had a pool, so he had a fence already there in right field. We had tall trees and left. But if you want to go the extra mile and do this thing right, you could build the wall, too, and I think you could help with that also.
I think we could do that.
So, Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff. It's sticksandstuff.com, Sticks and Stuff, and Swanton Lumber. Five locations, St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and at Swanton Lumber. And also those new expanded hours right now, Kyle, until 4:30.
Actually, till 5.
Oh, until 5. Well, then sticksandstuff.com needs to be updated.
Yeah, I'll put the word out. But yeah, five o'clock during the week, and then 8 to 12 on Sundays. But yeah, well, I'll get that updated on the website. Like I said, it's been a little crazy lately.
I can hear you. Busy is good. So, Kyle, we appreciate you, man.
All right. Take care. Enjoy the weather.
All right. We will. Sticksandstuff.com. Again, sticksandstuff.com. There was our guy, Kyle.